Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, we are ready. The little lines are bouncing, which means yay for us. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show 184 if you're keeping track at home. My name's Mao. With me, as always...
Promi,
that's right. Two weeks in a row.
I was about to say up. two weeks in a row, and now I'm always.
Yes. Well, that's wishful thinking, because the show sure goes a lot easier and smoother, and I'm sure much more informative and entertaining for you folks listening abroad. So yes,
abroad, huh?
Abroad. I don't know, so wherever.
In Korea and
sure, wherever. No, I don't know where they're listening from. Probably from a cube farm at a local place near you. I do see a lot, like, because if you go to RadioSaintPete.com, that's where, now I know we're on a lot of TuneIn apps and all these other, you know, these other numerous umbrellas of entertainment. If you go to the actual RadioSaintPete.com, it streams this stuff, we're in the archive section. You can go to Asian Cult Cinema or the Indie Circuit, and you'll find all my shows there in full format, the full hour-long thing. And there's a lot of times that they have those little chats where people just, like, you can just write whatever your name is. They don't make you sign in for this chat.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Kind of, but this seems to be a pretty light, you know. Yeah. But anyway, a lot of times people will say, like, oh, yeah, I'm in Germany now, but I used to live in St. Pete. Or, like, RadioSaintPete.com.
It's a taste of home.
Yeah, that's what it is. And a lot of people are like, oh, I remember when I was there for a few years or whatever, you know.
We should talk about local stuff. Hey, how about that pier?
Yeah. I know. I don't know anything about that pier other than they had a good design.
I think you and everybody else, it's right now, it's just, you know. Yeah.
A quagmire.
But there we go. We covered our local topic.
Yeah, I know. I always kind of, because, like, and then sometimes local bands send their music, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll put you on for sure. And then it just goes back to Japanese garage punk.
Well, of course it does.
Because you
are the St. Pete connection to that, exactly. You know?
Well, and I'm going there at the end of the year. Yeah. So I'll be bringing back, hopefully, a treasure trove of insanity. I have aspirations of visiting Time Bomb Records, because those are the guys. Whoever runs that is also the manager of the 5678s, who I have a connection with, because they let me play the music, and then back and forth, and I was like, oh my god, I kind of know the guy, so I'm going to hopefully make a whole bunch of t-shirts for him, and not unbeknownst to him, and I'll just show up and with gifts in hand saying thank you, and I have a good feeling he's going to say, here's a whole bunch of crap to play. Because he was going to mail it to me and just never came, but you know how that goes.
One of these, you know, this is all going to culminate in you being like pen pals with Quentin Tarantino or something. At some point, you know,
I don't know, it's
going to be some weird thing, not like you guys are actually friends, not, you know, like you might get a picture with them once somehow or another, but there'll be like some monthly communication between you two, and it'll be just one of those weird, bizarre things where you're like, yeah. There's a story about how he got into the 5678s, and then of course that's how I got into the 5678s, even though I'm not that insanely into him. It was just this weird spinoff, you know, like you're going to have this, you know, hour-long explanation for how you know Quentin Tarantino, and he'd hate me, though,
because he'd listen to my backstories or my back catalog and be like, oh, this guy tools on me more than half the time. I'd be like, yeah, of course I do.
But that's, you know, that's the beauty of it, though. You keep it real. You keep him in check. That's why he'll respect you.
If you ever listen to my shows, he'd be like, have him killed.
You're like his jester, you know?
I don't think that's how he'd see it, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Oh, did you see you officially, I branded your so you don't get it mixed up. It says Eric on the side of your headphones.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That means officially those are...
Wow.
Those are. And if you stop coming, then I'll put a line through it. I'll just write someone else's
name.
You know, but yes, I was like, because Dr. Morbius does all the two other shows we do. I do radio, I do Asian Cult Cinema. And I also do one called Slow Robot A Go-Go, which is this long-running B-movie show. So he's the other one. I don't want to have him mix up yours, so, you know, now.
Yeah,
now they're branded.
Yes.
Because using someone else's headphones is gross.
Yes.
I would never subject anyone to do that.
Dr. Morbius spends a lot of time in that lab, and it's not very well air-conditioned or ventilated, so.
Sure isn't. All right, here's some music. We'll be right back.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Would you sign your own death certificate? You must before you witness the electrifying night of the living dead and blood and black lace. You must free the theater from responsibility should your heart stop. Paralyzed in fright from the 12 deadly hours of the night of the living dead, where strange, incredulous molecular mutation incites cadavers to arise live from their coffins to devour all human flesh. And the House of Horror, the House of Blood and Black Lace, a chic French fashion salon where seven breathtaking models will find their hideous, diabolical end. Night of the Living Dead, together with Blood and Black Lace. A terrifying evening with the undead.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was, who was that? Tombstones in Their Eyes. Ooh, scary. That was, yeah. See, the EP was called Fear. I played I Want to Fly and Separate. All right, now what else they have? Always Been There, Another Day, and Fear. Yeah, there you go. So go check out Tombstones in Their Eyes. Wow, it's hard to say. Well, of course, but I'm not good with English either,
yeah.
So.
Well, yeah.
So, of course, I sit in front of a microphone 5 times a week, every week for the last 28 years.
But you know, it's appropriate because we're now in Halloween season. Ooh, which is apparently a thing that started in August this year.
Oh,
he based it on Michaels, who's already moving the Halloween stuff around so they can fit the Christmas stuff in, and Disney just started their...
When did America become so just... Yeah. Psychotic with that kind of stuff.
Disney World started their not-so-scary Halloween party the last weekend of August. Think about that. August.
Like,
Halloween.
Come on. Like, come on, man.
There were people in a theme park dressed up in costumes trick-or-treating this weekend and the weekend before.
Sometimes I wonder what went wrong with America. A lot of times I think that. But I think it's the world, not just America.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, a lot of times I'm like, I can't take it down here anymore. I want to move to a small town or move up to Wisconsin or move to some... I at some point, I'm probably going to leave this area. Not anytime soon, don't worry. I look at the garage that I've constructed and realize it would take 1,000 man-hours to move that into some boxes. So, you know, that deters, and my mom's living here in a nicer house now and stuff. But I always kind of think that, and then the reality is I'm not going to escape the dumbness. I mean, I'll get cut off 4 times a day instead of 104 times only because of the amount of people. Like, I'll still get cut off and there'll still be idiots. There'll just be less because there's less of a pool to choose from.
Yeah.
You know. Down here is pretty tough. Florida's a pretty dumb area. Yeah. Not dumb, I mean, but there's like the driving is really reckless and stupid and doesn't seem to have any control from the police. As far as...
Well, you know, you got a lot going on. You got people, old people who really shouldn't have driver's license anymore.
Uh-huh.
You've got those special Florida people, we'll just leave it at that, which, you know, they add spice to all aspects of life.
You got the mushmouth crackheads going around scamming pharmacies.
Yeah, that would be the special Florida people. They fall into that bucket.
Oh, they're in that bucket. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize. I branched them out into their own special form
of
hell.
Their own special spice of life.
And then you have the people just visiting because it's party time. Woo! Clear water. I'm drunk and in a Jeep and look at my boobs and now, I caused a crash. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I never experienced those, but the other ones,
So it is just a different kind of driving, you know. My parents... for a while would go visit one of my cousins lived up in Texas. Not Plano. There was some army base somewhere in Texas. And forgive me, I know the name, I can't remember it. And basically my dad said he would come home early and get in and hide because once the army base let out, then you have a whole bunch of testosterone up army guys that are like 19 and a half and they have too big of a car and they're crazy. And
they're looking for trouble, yeah.
He's like, get off the road.
Yeah.
But it's only for that 1 hour when the flux of them leave.
So, okay, pop quiz. You're on a highway, or you're on a road. You're on the inside lane or the far left lane on the highway. you're coming up and you suddenly realize that within 1/8 of a mile is the exit you needed or the right turn you needed to make. There is a wall of traffic. What do you do?
What do I do?
Well, your two options are cut across three lanes of traffic and that median thing in the middle where the highway divides, where the exit actually is, and nearly kill 30 people in the process, or go to the next exit, turn around, and come back.
No, that's the Florida way. You got to cut across three.
Yeah. Yeah, or you know, intersections, too. Like, somebody, they put their left signal on in the far left lane, like they're about to get into the left turn lane, and then they get to the intersection, suddenly realize they needed to make a right. So without changing signal or anything, they just cut across three lanes.
Yep. And that, my friends, is why I drive a Fiat while I leave my really nice S2000 car in the driveway most days. Because I don't care about the Fiat, and if somebody takes the front end off as they cut across three, I'll go, eh.
Well,
and I'll get a new one.
If they take the front end off of that thing, you're going to lose your knees, man.
Yeah, that's okay. Workman's comp, bro. No, not workman's comp.
I was going to say, I don't think that's how that
that's
works.
That's just insurance. We'll see. Yeah,
insurance, bro.
All right, here's some music.
You got to give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house. We'll be right back.
And he had one thing you haven't got.
What's that, sir?
A great big bushy beard.
All right. That was, of course, Red Morris off the Lady Rose. Played Black Eyes and Lady Rose. You know, off air we were talking about, you know, the soundtracks. Last night I watched this movie, The Ladies of Glow.
Did you watch the series or were you watching the documentary?
I watched the documentary.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet, but the show was good.
I never heard of this thing. And this was prime when I was a young kid. Yeah. I should have seen this. Maybe I didn't, just forgot it.
Were they regional though, or were they national?
No, it was all over.
Okay.
The funniest thing was they did this rap, and this is where I'm going with this. I have to find that Casio that does the white person rap, like Super Bowl Shuffle. It's the sound. it's like, and then and back in the late 80s, early 90s, anyone could be a rapper. They just hit that C1 or the whatever demo button was on their Casio, mm-hmm. and went, you know, hey, my name is Mao. I got this show. Come on down. And it never rhymed because, right. Well, white, you know. Yeah. And it was just funny. It was, but they, because they, this, the Ladies of Glow, all had this good girl rap, and there was a bad girl rap because there was like these good and bad teams.
And for those of you who don't know, this was like women wrestling in the 80s.
Yeah, and I thought of the Super Bowl.
Mal just went right into this, like, everybody's going to know what the Ladies of Glow are.
Yeah, good.
Gorgeous
point.
Ladies of Wrestling.
I had never heard of them before.
And to be honest, the only thing I know is that Netflix did a series about it now.
Now, was it actually the people, or was it like recreations?
It's actors because I didn't even realize, honestly, watching the show, I didn't realize this was a real thing until that I saw, after having watched a few episodes, they recommended the documentary to me, and I'm like, oh, wow, this was real.
I watched this, and I was like, I'm watching this and looking at it, and Sally the Beer Wench is sitting there, and I was like, have you ever heard of this? And she was like, of course not. So we're watching this thing, and I was just like,
she's like, if I had, it would have been from you. So.
It's so weird. It was such a weird thing. And there was a lady there, one of them, and this is, I actively try not to do this. It's hard sometimes. You can be proud of something you've done.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of stuff. Not a lot. You can always do more, but I mean, I've done a lot of things, colleges and this thing, black belt, all that kind of stuff.
Welding.
Everything. Like the TV show. I try not to ever just keep reliving the good old times.
Yeah.
And there was one of these ladies from the Glow who was the flagship. Mount Fuji was her name. She was this really big, big woman, a Samoan lady.
Yeah, there's actually you got to watch the show.
Yeah, probably.
It's good. I mean, it's good. It's funny and it's I'm sure it's overdrawn, you know.
Yeah.
It's I'm sure it's Hollywood,
based on something, but mostly
based on a true story, yeah. But yeah.
And most of it was talking about, oh, you know, since that day, they just kept reliving it. This is a 4-year span of your life, man. Like,
yeah,
okay, that was great. That's cool. And again, I try not to minimize or, like, I got a little bit like that with the public access show, where I was, oh, you know, because Speedo Man would whip me into it a little bit, and I would you'd start thinking it was better and more grand than it was.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I was proud of it, but so what? Live in the now, you know. Yeah. So, there was a little bit of that, and I was like, oh, I don't ever want to be that person.
Yeah, I think the challenge is to figure out. You don't want to completely forget about it. You don't want to lose sight of it, because that's what got you to where you are.
It's a part of your...
Yeah, it's a part of who you are today. Yeah. But yeah, at the same time, though, you have to acknowledge that you still have room to grow, and you still have things to do. And
yeah. One of the things, and I do miss this, since my dad passed away, I miss a great deal of what he added in my life, perspective mostly. He was a different kind of guy. Real hard. Like, cut the BS, like, kind of guy, you know. He didn't say it like that, but when you listen to his message, you're like, wow, he's rough, you know, he's intense. But he would always be like, you know, those people that sit there and go, "Oh, I should have been a football player." He's like, "Well, if you're not out there playing a seniors league of football, then you can just shut up and go home."
Right.
Like, he's like, there are all these places. If you really want to be a football player, well, then go out there and join the 40-plus league, and then go get your knees knocked out from under you, and you're a football player.
Right.
So he was always like that.
Like keep quit sitting here whining about it. Go do it if that's what you're going to do.
If you think you should have, if you think you could have, well, then go do it. Otherwise, shut up.
Right.
So, again, he was much more polite than that, but that was his message oftentimes, and I do miss that. Sometimes I get into the poor, woe is me stuff, and he's like, you're doing pretty damn good, so shut up. You know, yeah. Just, you know, you could, same could be said for everyone. All right, we're going to take another music break, and we'll be right back.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
I'm hitchhiking.
How far are you going?
St. Louis, how far are you going?
To the end of this fence.
Okay. I'm David Johnson. What's your name, sir?
Here we are.
Okay. Thanks for the company. I hope I can repay you someday.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about an hour?
How about a what?
How about an hour?
What are you...
How about an hour?
I don't even...
How about an hour?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
All right, that was no surprise to anybody that listens to the show. The world famous 5678s. I played I Walk Like Jane Mansfield, Arkansas Twist, and Rockin' Rochester. Now, that one says Ark... Do you say Arkansas or Arkansas?
I think it's Arkansas.
Okay. It looks like Arkansas, though, right?
It would be my Kansas.
Yeah, well, that's... So it's
or
totally
your
different.
Kansas. Well, I guess it would be yours and my
yes,
Kansas, which would
crazy.
Make it our Kansas, yeah.
Yeah. So, boy, you mentioned you started to watch Zoolander 2. Wow. I can't believe
how
bad
that was. That
was depressing.
That was... Okay, and like I said, you know, the first one got trashed pretty heavily
yeah, but it was
in reviews,
funny.
But it was funny, yeah. And it, to me, it was one of those things where you just don't
well,
get the humor.
Well, there's a lot of it. Like, Dude, Where's My Car? Love it. Grandma's
yeah.
Boy? Love it. They're not good by any stretch of the imagination, but they're funny, or they
and they're what they aspire to make them.
Yeah, dumb. They
succeeded at doing what they set out to do. Which the reviewers just weren't in on the joke.
Stupid,
basically.
Funny.
Yeah,
who cares? And that's great.
It's a genre.
It is a genre. I live in that genre. B-movie and stupid.
So, yeah. So, when Zoolander 2 got panned, I didn't think a lot of it. I just didn't, you know, under family circumstances, go to a theater to see it. And, you know, last night I was feeling a little down.
Yeah.
Some personal crap going on. I'm like, I need something to make me laugh. So, this is great. Yeah. I didn't make it 6 minutes. I don't think I even made it 5 minutes.
Same thing happened to me. I started watching. I was like, ugh, no thanks.
You never even actually got into what was actually supposed to be going on. Just everything that got you to where things were supposed to be now, you know, like
tedious.
A decade after the other. Yeah,
That's because you said Super Troopers 2 is coming out. And I was kind of thinking, like, I saw that promo and I'm like, look, man, that time was a long time ago. It is a different world now, and they'll still... It might be good, though. I can't say it's going to be bad or not.
I will say that, in a way, that's kind of how the trailer played.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
that. You're like, yeah, we can't believe it took 10 years either.
Yeah.
But you're like, okay, because that was a very funny movie. It's just like that... I don't even know if there is that comedy anymore. That style where it's like the just stupid and funny... I mean, I guess there always is, but it's... It just seems to have been different.
You know? Yeah.
Because I always talk about, like, Grandma's Boy. Stupid movie, but I laugh all the time with it. It's just one of those guilty pleasures, I guess you call it, where it's just some stupid thing. You just laugh and laugh because, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what are you going to do? You do anything this week? Anything special, fun?
Yeah, I took my son to Disney, actually, on Saturday.
For so trick-or-treating, because
yeah,
it's August.
Yeah, for trick-or-treating, yeah, exactly. No, yeah, we have passes, but we haven't used them that much this year, and yeah, he's only 5, so it's kind of an interesting experience with him, but I'll say, you know, it wasn't as busy or as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
He was in rare form in the morning, and then ironically, as he got more tired later on in the day, he started to get easier and nicer to be around and more agreeable, which was, you know, exactly the opposite of how I saw things going. But
I think that's what kids do. I'm pretty sure, however, like, it's like a cat. However you think they're going to react, that's the exact opposite of what's going to happen for the whole day. I always kind of think back on my parents doing stuff for me, you know, and how hard it must have been, you know, because I wasn't the best kid. I didn't mean ill will, but I was a rambunctious pain in the ass, pain in
right.
the butt. No cursing zone.
Yeah, well, you didn't say the full word. You said,
I was a pain in the butt. And I always kind of think of that, like, you know, my father coming home when he's like 36 or 37, and I'm messing stuff up or wrecking stuff, you know, that's tough. I was still very testosterone and aggressive in my 30s, and I'm sure, I know my dad was too, you know, and it's like, you don't chill out until a little bit later in life, and it must have been very difficult, you know, and they used to take us to the movies or like,
well,
to
that,
Disney.
That's
like,
how you
wow.
know he loved you.
he didn't kill me.
Exactly.
He didn't literally kill me.
After you became an adult and you got to know your dad better.
I empathize with how horrible I made his life.
How much restraint and how much...
Because he was a different... He was an aggressive dude. But, yeah, well, that's the way it goes in life. All right, we're going to take our last music break. Can you believe it, everyone? Oh, these hours just fly by. And then, before you know it, you're dead.
Yeah, wow. I'm not depressing at all.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Woo!
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
All right, that was Lulu Finn the Woohoo, a Japanese surf girl band. All right, it looks like we are wrapping it up for this show. Hope you enjoyed our banter and music and or other things. Anything to say before you go?
I want to learn to play the banjo.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I have carpal tunnel, so I can't anymore. All right, that's it for this week. See you next week, everyone. This has been the Indie Circus.